Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Columnist David Marsh Lee just nailed something pretty profound.
Okay.
He is writing for Fox News about how very quickly the Democrat media and the Democrats have managed to normalize the idea that Trump might be assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not wrong about that.
Yeah.
It's all very normal. Look, it's his fault. He asked for it the way that he talks. By the way, did you know he's a danger to democracy? Did you know he'd be a dictator on day one? Did you know there'd be a bloodbath? He promised a bloodbath.
Oh,
he didn't. That's a lie. Oh, but hey, yeah. He probably will be assassinated. So don't think that's weird. Here's what David Marcus wrote for Fox News in an editorial. He said, I was sitting, he's watching a horse race in Pennsylvania. And it jumps up on his feed that a second assassination attempt on Donald Trump had been confirmed. He says, after saying a prayer to St. Michael, the Archangel, I walked back into the Bistecca Steakhouse, took back my seat at the bar and told the bartender and two guys there another assassination attempt against Trump. Are you surprised? One guy, a retired Teamster, asked, a line that triggered a memory. It almost seems normal now, the bartender added. Then I ordered a ribeye and a glass of Merlot, and we went back to watching the Chiefs against the Bengals. None of the networks cut away from the action for the news coverage. My phone wasn't blowing up with notifications. And my guess is that 90% of people down on the floor of the casino or in the sports book had no idea anything had even happened. We all know that if such an attempt had been made on Vice President Kamala Harris's life, the games would not only have been cut away for the news, they'd likely have been suspended. But this is about more than media bias. It's about social callousness.
No. I like that line. He's right about that.
And the media's constant drumbeat of, well, if Trump gets assassinated, it's his fault. I mean, you should expect to be assassinated if you oppose us like if you talk like he does. The constant drumbeat of, well, you know, it's normal to be assassinated from the media is having an effect. I can prove it. Listen to this shocking national poll from Rasmussen of likely voters. It would be better if Trump had been killed. Yes, say 28% of Democrats. Another 24% of Democrats said they were unsure. Folks, that is a majority of Democrats, 52%, either say it would be better if Trump had been killed or, you know, maybe it would be. Whoa. Now, listen to this. This is the level of the derangement that the media is causing. This statement, Trump or his campaign was involved in the assassination attempt. Somewhat likely, 49% of Democrats say. Another 21% say it's very likely. So, you know, when they see this, it's not real to them. It's not like real assassination. But if he does end up dead, well, everybody knows that's okay. It's almost as if they know this is coming and they're preparing their sheeple. And look, folks, remember, and I'll post this in the sources, that email by the Secret Service counter-sniper team whistleblower. He's a counter-sniper. And he said, look, if they don't get rid of the four remaining corrupt heads of the Secret Service, Trump will be assassinated again in 30 days. There'll be another attempt. And he said specifically before November. Well, it was about 45 days, and there you go. Folks, we've got more than 30 days left between now and November. He said it's going to happen every 30 days. He's not that far off. It's like they know it's coming and they have to get their sheeple ready. And I think part of why the media is doing this is they don't want Trump getting any sympathy.
Right, exactly.
For
exactly.
almost getting killed again.
Right. Yeah.
And because quite frankly, if you watch with an honest and open mind, no matter what partisan stripe you are, the fact that the Department of Homeland Security, the Secret Service, and the FBI are covering up the details of these assassinations for some reason.
And that the leadership of the agency still has his job.
Yes, that is outrageous.
Any objective observer would say there's been two attempts on the former president and current candidate. Why does this man still have a job? And I'm not talking about the candidate. I'm talking about Alejandro Mayorkas.
And Ron Rowe.
Well, yeah, him too.
Ronald Rowe was the deputy director. He was actually in charge on the ground.
I would start at the top
and
go down, because when you've got one, okay, there's local folks that are, I mean, you know, the lower level that are involved. When you have two, the top needs to go. The head of the agency needs to be fired.
It's astonishing. I mean, there's just Google resignation or calls for resignation or any of it. Republicans aren't even calling for the resignation. They're not. Where is that? I mean, Democrats would be burning buildings to the ground now and accusing Trump of murder, attempted murder if he was the president and this was happening to Kamala or Joe. It's eerie. I mean, it's just so strange. You know what this reminds me of? It's like if you've ever, we've all been, you know, picked on or bullied on the playground. And if you don't respond, it'll get worse and worse and worse. What they have learned, the mainstream media, Department of Homeland Security, Secret Service, and yes, the FBI, because they've done a lot of the cover up and a lot of lying, including in their timelines, is that Donald Trump can almost die every 45 days or so because of grotesque security failures that are so grotesque they look, quite frankly, deliberate. Nothing will happen.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head to head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a man who is dead, Corey Compratore. Yeah. His family buried him. No one lost their job.
Yeah.
So what they've learned is, well, you know, if this is a third assassination attempt, we just examine Trump's rhetoric again and don't secure the perimeter, and we'll still have a job. The media will cover for us, and they'll say, look, assassinations to be expected if you're Trump, and everything will be fine. We'll keep our jobs. This is a problem, because if nobody loses their job and Republicans don't at least... I mean, you know how sad this is? You know who was asking yesterday on cable TV, on cable news, for people to resign? It was Trump's son, Trump Jr.
Yeah.
His family, his blood. Because the Republican... Where's the Republican press conference? Okay, this would have been step one. Chuck Schumer would have, if Trump was the president and Biden, when Biden was running against him and Biden couldn't seem to really stay alive very well because of all the attempts by right wingers to shoot him, and then finding out that Trump's FBI is hiding the details, won't give him to Congress. Now they're having to subpoena the FBI, they're subpoena the Secret Service, they're hiding the details. Do you think the Democrats would have held a press conference by now demanding the resignation?
Oh, yeah.
The resignations?
Yeah.
Just a simple press conference. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been within hours. They'd be burning buildings to the ground by now. Whole cities would be burning. They would. I'm not exaggerating. They literally would be burning. Bricks would be through windows. I mean, it would be crazy. Think about this. Like Mike Johnson, right? Leadership in the Senate Well, Mitch McConnell, I don't know where he is. Maybe he's drooling in a corner somewhere. I'm not sure. But we have other leaders who could step in for him. We haven't even held a press conference to demand resignations. Think about that. What is going on? And a lot of this gets driven by Republicans having no real reaction. I mean, you got a couple of people, Josh Hawley, God bless him, on TV. You know, Charles Grassley has done a good job asking some questions. The whistleblowers are coming to them. Why we even have whistleblowers, I don't know. That's bizarre. We shouldn't need whistleblowers to find out. We should be able to call up the FBI who's doing the investigation. And that's it. Other than those two I just mentioned, there's been a couple odd people who've made some comments on Fox News, but it's as if even to Republicans, this is normal. Where is Mike Johnson? Hold a press conference, buddy. Demand a resignation. That, by the way, that would look weakly, but it would at least be something. Want to pause here just 1 minute to tell you about my PhD weight loss journey. When I began it, my size 6 clothes were in a pile in my closet. I meant to get rid of them because we were running out of space, and I'd come to accept I'd never wear them again. Well, 6 months later, I lost 29 pounds. I was in maintenance, but I still couldn't let go of my clothes, my 12s, my 14s, yes, even my 16s, because I thought, you know what, I'm going to gain it back. 19 months later, those clothes are gone. And the size 6s, they're hanging in the closet again. I've bought a whole lot more. In fact, for the first time in my life, all the clothes in my closet are a size 6. I feel like I can maintain this for the rest of my life. No more losing the same 10, 15 pounds over and over only to put it back on. That's the success of the PhD weight loss plan. But the real success is the 19 months I've kept it off. And I'm so glad I didn't do it with shots or doctor's prescriptions, because I'd still have those side effects. I'd be dependent on them for the rest of my life. You can do it too. Go to myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you. Myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any state in the nation. That's myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. And the only one I can see taking any real leadership is the whistleblower, who is the counter sniper for the, again, for the Secret Service, who said, hey, yeah, this is going to happen every 30 days until the top four at the top of the Secret Service are fired. It's not going to stop. He was right. He said every 30 days, it was 45. All right, well, we got that many days left to the election. Is Trump going to make it? I don't know at this point, Lee. I don't know. Here's the second question. At this rate of attempted assassination and casual blow-off of it, if he gets elected, he'll be an even bigger target to all the terrorists and foreign actors that Kamala and Joe left in the country, will let into the country. Will he survive to Inauguration Day if he's elected? He's going to have to survive, and they're going to want to kill him more than ever. A lot of 30-day periods between an election victory and Inauguration Day.
Yeah.
Think about this. Just keep going. Okay, he's going to have to clean out the Secret Service, all of them. I mean, well, deep into middle management at a minimum. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to sue because none of them are going to want to be fired, right? So he's going to have to fight a 2-year court battle to clean that rat's nest out. He's going to have to clean out the FBI, too. They were involved in the planning for Butler. We know that now because of the Freedom of Information Act request. That's bizarre. And yet they're the ones doing the investigation. We're going to have to take out the top management there. They're going to have to leave with their boxes fired and their heads hung in shame. We're going to have to take out at least the middle management and up of the FBI. They need to be fired. They will fight in court. Well, how long is that going to take? 2 years? Serious question. How does Trump survive that long?
Yeah.
How does he survive when he's having to fight in court to fire the people who put his life in danger? If I was the Republican Speaker of the House right now, and I actually cared if Trump lived, and you can't tell if Mike Johnson does, honestly, he's done nothing, I would demand resignations. And you know what else I would do? I would file a bill right now, $100 million, let's pick a number, I don't know, $100 million, $150, for private security for Donald Trump right now. He's got to hire his own. He cannot trust the Secret Service. I would point blank say that, and then I'd file it. And then I'd ask my Democrat colleagues to vote for that bill. Because Joe can't get it done. He's not willing to. These leaders aren't willing to. And I'd make the Democrats vote on it right now. That would be just simple square one stuff. Politics 101 to protect Trump's life. Embarrass the Democrats. Embarrass Joe Biden for taking no action when he could. And they won't even do that. We can't even get a press conference out of them, which, mark my words, right now is why it is normal to kill Trump. It has become normal. Meanwhile, shockingly, the angriest words about this situation aren't really even coming from Republicans. Here's Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal on how he can't even trust the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, to investigate this. They are stonewalling. Congress can't get answers about the Trump assassinations and may have to resort to subpoenas. Folks, that says they are hiding something. And what that means is that Trump is still in mortal danger. Here's from Fox News this morning.
Now lawmakers sounding the alarm over the lack of information from DHS and Secretary Mayorkas on the Trump assassination attempts. Even Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal saying this.
I am reaching the point of total outrage because the response from the Department of Homeland Security has been totally lacking. In fact, I think it's tantamount to stonewalling in many respects. If necessary, I'll certainly support a subpoena.
Now, here's where this gets nuts, okay? 50% of the personnel right now in the Secret Service could be out protecting the president and other candidates. They're not. Instead, they work for the criminal division. They go after all kinds of crimes. If Joe Biden wanted to, by executive order, he could reallocate them this morning. They'd have to be trained, but he could reallocate them. Instead, he's refusing to. He's demanding more funding. Folks, they had a 27% increase in their funding 2 years ago and an 8% increase last year. And the funny thing is this. If you Google funding Secret Service, you'll see half the Hill, a lot of them Republicans, a lot of them Lindsey Graham, types and Lindsey Graham running around saying, oh, these agents are overworked. Oh, they're so underfunded. Folks, that's providing cover for the Secret Service's failures. That's more of this normalization. Well, they were underfunded, so it's normal if Trump's dead. Oh, really? Okay. Well, weird. Is anybody else getting shot at? Well, no. I thought they were underfunded and overworked. Surely Kamala's been shot. No. Oh, maybe they caught the kill. No, there was no killer. What about Joe? What about him? Nope, not him. Hey, any other uniparty presidents, past presidents, wives, they getting shot at? Obama, Bush, Cheney? No, it's weird. So the overworked and underfunded only applies to Trump then. Everybody else seems to be able to survive just fine. Yeah. These are the questions Republicans aren't asking, the points they're not making. It's as if they're okay with it if Trump dies. Look at these headlines. They're overworked. Senator Graham advocates for more resources to bolster Secret Service. Again, this feeds into the normalization. Well, Trump's dead because, you know, they just couldn't get it together. I mean, there wasn't enough money. Oh, well, again, why isn't Biden dead? Why isn't Kamala Harris dead? Why is everybody alive and breathing but Trump? This is a psyop. And for whatever reason, the Republicans on the Hill are going along. Maybe it's just they see Trump keep almost dying and they don't want that to be their future. Finally, I want to wrap up this podcast with something profound that Scott Jennings said on CNN, of all places. He's one of their paid commentators. And he points out that this is happening not because of Trump's rhetoric, and not just because of Democrat rhetoric, but the fact the Democrats are literally grooming their followers to kill Trump, to exploit the vulnerabilities that the Secret Service deliberately, it appears, creates around him for such an assassination. Take a listen. This is profound.
You know, when these things happen, and they're happening to Trump, they've happened twice, there is a lot of demands for Trump and Republicans to take responsibility for what's happening to Donald Trump. But what I never hear is Democrats being asked to take responsibility for all of the radicalization of their political base over the last several months and several years. I mean, Harris herself, I mean, she talks about the bloodbath, which is not true. She talks about the fine people, which has been debunked. She talks about the dictator. She talks about the elimination of the Constitution. She talks about Project 2025. She talks about IVF. She talks about things.
She's quoting Trump.
All of this, the underpinning of their campaign is to radicalize a political base, okay? And now when something happens, oh, I called him up and we had a nice conversation. So as a Republican and speaking for Republicans, it makes me very angry that somehow it's Donald Trump's fault that he's been nearly shot twice.
Yeah, but Scott,
it's not.
Scott,
what I am simply saying is that in the wake of a second assassination attempt of Trump, We seem to be talking all about what Donald Trump is doing, but we're not giving any thought to the radicalization of a liberal political base through a series of comments that came from the president and the vice president themselves. And it's not just the threat to democracy. It's worse than that. They have said, they have taken this thing about the bloodbath out of context, and both of you must acknowledge that it's been taken out of context and repeatedly debunked. But when you tell your political base, Donald Trump wants to cause a bloodbath on the streets of America right before becoming a dictator and right before ripping up the U.S. Constitution. Yeah. What do you expect is going to happen? Scott, and so I want somebody, I want Harris and Biden to say, you know what, the bloodbath thing, we shouldn't be saying it. But they're not going to do it.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.